The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I'm David Duball, and we are together. It is The Piano Matters in a new edition with sparkling performances of known and unknown music. I have some terrific artists of the pianoforte, such as my old pal Ricardo Perez and another pal, Joseph Smith. And we begin with a ragtime masterpiece by Joseph Lamb, the three great classic ragtime masters, one of them Lamb. In his melodic fertility, he is almost Scott Joplin's equal. This piece, though, is without doubt one of Lamb's masterworks, full of the most wonderful and subtle syncopation and melodic nostalgia in the key of C minor. What a nightingale. The pianist is a nightingale. Her name, Virginia Eskin, who works out of Boston and has done great work for women composers as well. Here is Ragtime Nightingale, Eskin the pianist. Just listened to Joseph Lamb's Ragtime Nightingale, performed by Virginia Eskin. I'm very partial to Lamb's ragtime piano music. If you'd like to hear an interview I did with Miss Eskin, look for it on YouTube. And don't forget, dear piano files, to look at my website, daviddubal.org. It's now my pleasure to give you a performance by David Bar-Ilan. I knew him for a number of years. What a person. I was always impressed by his bracing piano playing, very piercing intelligence as a man. Saint-Saëns is what he's playing, and this composer is one of the joys for me of the 19th century for French music. He was without a doubt the third greatest prodigy in the history of music, after, of course, the two M's, Mozart and Mendelssohn. We listen to the third movement of the Saint-Saëns' second piano concerto. Saint-Saëns himself premiered the score in Paris. He was a wonderful pianist in the French tradition. But guess who was in Paris at that time and was conducting Saint-Saëns' soloism? Anton Rubinstein, the greatest pianist of the century after Liszt. We hear Bar-Ilan accompanied by the orchestra concerts of France with Jean-Jacques Dubois conducting. Thank you. David Bar-Ilan. I miss him. A stalwart and brilliant pianist. You hear the clipped style. He doesn't play slowly. He likes everything to move. And it was the Saint-Saëns Second Piano Concerto, the finale, the Orchestra of France, conducted by Jean-Jacques Dubois. What a fun thriller is that finale. In fact, Saint-Saëns finales crackle with life and spirit. I was recently listening to the finale of his violin sonata. What a whiz. From Saint-Saëns, sometimes called the French Mendelssohn, we hear the real Mendelssohn in a piece I could bet you have never heard, called 'Tis the Last Rose of Summer, the theme, a song from the poet, and a dear poet at that, Thomas Moore. You know that when I program a rarity, it could very well be performed by the man I call Mr. Rarity, and his name, Joseph Smith, a piano player out of Manhattan, where he practices for the good of us all daily.
Thank you.
You just heard The Last Rose of Summer, a fantasy by Mendelssohn. Very unknown. Mendelssohn's dates, 1809-1847. Nobody in that short span ever crammed more in a lifetime. The artist here, doing a good job, Joseph Smith. This is The Piano Matters, and as every pianist knows what Arthur Schnabel says, it is easier to gain fame than to retain it. Unfortunately, that was a long time ago. There are, in today's wide world, thousands of deserving pianists who will never, never gain fame, let alone retain it. This is The Piano Matters, and we shall listen to the most famous piece by the Brazilian Ernesto Nazareth, the tango titled Odeon. And the Odeon was a movie theater that Nazareth played at. His last years, though, were painfully deaf. I have for your pleasure a delightful pianist and a person of charm. That's a rare commodity these days. Indeed, he is probably the most charming and certainly among the most intelligent musicians of the giant land called Brazil. Yes, it is Ricardo Perez who gives us Odeon. And that was my dear wayward friend Ricardo Perez, who does so many things in his life that he sometimes forgets to practice, although I don't think he needs to. It was a stylish rendering of Odeon by the tango king, Ernesto Nazareth. This is The Piano Matters, and we all matter, my friends. Sometimes it's hard to remember this important fact. Here's another Arthur Schnabel quote. I know two kinds of audience only, one coughing and one not coughing. Once, while in the Austrian army, Poor Arnold Schoenberg, who during that period of service, as they call it, was asked if he was the composer Arnold Schoenberg. His answer was, "Yes, somebody has to be." It's comparative performance time. I have 2.5 minutes of a mazurka in C major, opus 24, number 2, of course by Chopin, and it's perfect in every way. First on stage is the venerable pianist Walter Hautzik. That was Walter Hautzik playing well, as he always does, the little C major opus 24 number 2 mazurka by the king of the mazurka, Frédéric François Chopin. Ruth Laredo was also my friend. She was quite an interesting woman, and she was a tremendous careerist. We're going to now listen to her performance of the opus 24 number 2. Hope you like it. Thank you. That was a fine job, of course, by Ruth Laredo, a longtime friend whose passing is still mourned. Last but not least is Marian Kipura. You haven't heard from his Chopin disc in a long time, and this is the Mazurka Opus 24, number 2. That little opening haunts me. That was the Opus 24, number 2, Mazurka, of the 59 Mazurkas that the Polish Eagle wrote during his very short career. It was played very well, I thought, by Marian Kipura. I'm your host, David Dubal, who brings you The Piano Matters. It's heard weekly, same time, same station. Please don't miss it. I'll actually feel your lack if you miss it. We hear a performance of the gorgeous Schubert Impromptu in A-flat. Note the garlands coming down in A-flat minor, actually. Note, though, the passionate middle section in C-sharp minor. It's an incredible work. And you're going to hear a Russian pianist by the name of Elizabeth Leanskaya. Thank you. was the A-flat impromptu. It was played by Madame Lanskaya, and I think she's an artist of rank. The piano matters, and it matters to the world. It still retains its vast glamour, and of course it has the most complex and largest literature of any instrument. Have you heard the exquisite prelude by Ravel? Why isn't it played? Why don't teachers give it to students? It's a little study in touch. Only 1 minute, 30 seconds. Not terribly difficult, but sophisticated. And it has all a Ravelian subtlety and allure. I think you will like the interpretation I'm giving to you. Angela Hewitt. You have heard Angela Hewitt in Ravel's Tiny Prelude, composed about the time of his great ballet, Daphne Said Chloe, about 1911-12. I thought that Hewitt played it very well, a beautiful Ravel moment. This is your host, David Dubal, in a new edition of The Piano Matters with pianists galore. To be a pianist is a difficult thing. I've been trying a lifetime. Schnabel wrote, "The sonatas of Mozart are unique. They are too easy for children and too difficult for artists." Yes, I understand what Schnabel means, but I've never heard, really, a child play very well a Mozart sonata. And technically, they are always much harder to play than they look on the page. Much harder. Sorry to disagree with you, Mr. Schnabel. Let's turn to William Capel in Schumann's beautiful F-sharp major romance. And if you play the piano, you get the music, you will see it's written on three staves, not two. Going to be played by Capel, who was a giant of world pianism. Every piece he essayed has a Capelian depth of utterance. Thank you. As they say in radio, the one and only William Capel playing the Schumann Romance. He wrote three. This is the most popular, number two. Dmitri Paperno is a transplanted Russian pianist, I think born in Ukraine, I'm not sure. Years he taught at DePaul University. I don't know if he still does. I'd like, though, for you to hear him in Chopin's great second impromptu in F sharp, opus 38. I love each of the four impromptus, but to my mind, this is the very finest of the four.
Thank you.
Dmitri Paperno, in fine playing of the second impromptu by the poet of the piano, Chopin, of course. Won't you join me next week for another edition of The Piano Matters? Same time, same station. Here are two quips by the famous humorist Will Rogers, a name hardly known any longer. He said, "You can't say civilization does not advance, for in every war, they kill you a new way." And another one, "Half of our life is spent trying to find something to do with the time we have rushed through life trying to save." This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.